spilling the tea on Hollywood's A-listers.
I think that Drake is just being a misogynistic, you know, jerk.
Exposing scandals.
Cheating on me again. Cheating on me again. Cheating on me again. Oh, let's get married.
Digging the dirt.
Honestly, I don't know how much more rich she could get. Feels a little bit greedy.
And finding out what's happening behind the scenes.
He said in a couple of sentences about why he would never have a baby with her.
His identity is a secret, but he's broken some of the biggest scandals in Hollywood. It's Anti-Lawyer on Katie and Ed.
Anti!
Hola!
How are you?
I'm good, my friend. How are you?
Casual. Good to hear your voice again.
Well, you know, I missed you too. The phone text with you isn't like it used to be.
Yeah.
And T, has it been a good week in terms of stuff?
I guess. What are we talking about is stuff? Gossip?
Yes.
Here's the thing. As a gossip kind of guy, I feel like the week up to Christmas, maybe the week after, maybe 2 weeks up to Christmas, it's really tough on the gossip. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nobody going out. There's nobody doing anything. Everybody's kind of hunkered down. They're with their families. So I think that it's nice after Christmas, when you get past that second week after Christmas, that everything kind of kicks into high gear and people get up to their shenanigans again.
You know, it's so funny because we have, you know, we don't, there's a couple of holidays up here in Canada we don't share with you. And it's like especially Thanksgiving,
right?
And then Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so eerily quiet in the news cycle for us on those like random holidays that y'all have that we don't.
Y'all, did you throw out a y'all there from Canada?
Man, yeah, man. We, you know, we live in like the Texas of Canada, so we y'all day.
I know you live in Alberta, but the y'all, wow. I have never in all my time being in Canada have I ever heard a y'all.
Well, I used to broadcast in Dallas, so it just never left.
Yeah, you were just like kissing up to the Dallas audience.
Yeah, it really was.
Didn't go so well. Didn't you get fired from that job?
No, the station flipped.
Okay.
It flipped formats. It became a format without DJs.
Every fired DJ always says they changed formats.
No, listen, this is actually funny because they paid me $20 an hour to be on the air. And then they flip formats and they're like, you can be a board op. And when I was like, okay, so you want me to push a button and you're going to continue to pay me $20 an hour? There was no way I wasn't going to get fired. So I left.
There was times when I worked in the radio industry and there was a DJ I met and he was really young. He was probably under 30 at that point. And he had been through like 9 format changes and he had been through like 9 stations in one market or whatever, cause he just didn't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you know, how many, and he was so excited about every format. Oh my gosh, this classical jazz is just right in my alley. And then, you know, like,
yes.
Classic country, and then oh my gosh, this news talk format's just all about me, you know, and it's just every single time. Yeah,
news talk format.
Oh my gosh, can we get into the good stuff?
Oh yeah. So
yes,
so Prince Harry, the book, there's a lot of finger pointing going on. There's probably no reconciliation happening in that family, at least in this decade.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was a bowling book.
Said that last week. You're like Ed with your repetition of jokes.
Shut up. I know. No, I like it. I think I even said the same thing. But anyway, I'll tell you what. Whatever you think about it, and we can talk about it, the book has sold remarkably well. It has sold more probably in a week than most books, I think, in the last year have sold.
Yeah.
So the sales are through the roof. I would rather read the book than watch that 6-hour Netflix thing. Just because I think the anecdotes are funny and humorous while also being cringe.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of, there's like, oh, you know, we have this tradition of really being miserly with Christmas gifts. And, you know, Princess Margaret gave me a pen once, a ballpoint pen, not like a Mont Blanc or something, but like, yeah, you know, like not even a dollar store pen. And at the same time, so you read that, you go, oh, that's quite funny. And then he'll say, like, you know, in my Kensington Palace apartment, I was living in the basement, and I got a huge fight because somebody kept parking their 4x4 in front of my window, blocking the light. And I'm like, well, dude, you're living in a palace, and you're getting into a squabble because some worker who works in the palace has their assigned parking space, and you're upset about it. You know? And it's that kind of thing where I'm interested in all the stuff, but then at the same time, I'm like, okay, dude, you also said that you left, UK to come to California to be rid of the monarchy. You hate the monarchy. Right. You hate everything about the monarchy. You spent 6 hours on Netflix talking about how much you hate the monarchy. You've spent hundreds of pages in the book telling me how much you hated the monarchy. So let's not call you Prince Harry anymore. No, I just want to be called Prince Harry.
This is a really dumb question because I really am not invested in any of these people. What is his last name?
I think it's like, was it Windsor?
It's like is it Harry or Windsor? Something. Yeah,
Does the royal family have a last name?
He does have a last name.
Like, do they have a surname?
Let me Google that for you.
Yeah, I thought it was like Harry Windsor or something like that because people were talking about. That's what I thought it was, but it could be something different.
Oh, it's Mountbatten Windsor. So there you go.
There you go.
Nerd!
Yeah, so it's Harry Windsor. So why don't you just be called Harry Windsor and Meghan can be Meghan Markle if she
sounds
didn't
like
change her last name and be Meghan Windsor.
Harry Windsor. Dirty Harold.
I just don't. Okay, obviously, all of these projects that he's doing, all about money, right? I feel like he's had years of therapy, it sounds like. Why would he lie about anything at this point?
I don't know if it's so much lying. I think that there's some like exaggerating, embellishing, misremembering kind of things. The biggest story that where I was upset, like when in the book, was when he said that the paparazzi killed his mom. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the paparazzi that killed his mom. It was a very drunk driver that killed his mom, who was three times over the legal limit. And somehow he is now given the driver a pass. It is Dodi and quite possibly his mom, even though they could have had dinner in the hotel, deciding that, hey, let's give the paparazzi some more pictures. Mm-hmm. So let's go out tonight rather than, I can't blame the paparazzi for a drunk driver and an insistence on going out when they could have had the same meal, at the hotel, which was one of the nicest restaurants in the entirety of the city. So, that was probably the thing that bugged me the most. Mm-hmm. I also thought that, there were stories. I'm still not sure about the whole beating up of William beating him up. That seems like a bit of a stretch still to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, did I find the penis being frostbitten joke good? Yeah. Was I interested in how he lost his virginity? Not really, but I mean, it makes for a story. And, I can't, the author is a very good author who's written some other really good books.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that he definitely picked somebody good. What more is there left to say? Now you've had this huge book and you know that there's going to be this clamoring for a sequel, but there's nothing left to say. And then same with Netflix. So at this point, you have exhausted all of your royal bashing. I think the other thing in the book, it was an interview that he gave where he said that the royal family never said anything racist. But didn't we have the whole Oprah interview where that was all we talked about, was that the royal family made some racist comment about the baby and how the baby was going to look.
Right.
And then he walked all that back.
I didn't know he walked that back.
Yeah, he walked that back. He said that the royal family wasn't being racist or something like that. So, he's extremely popular. I mean, Stephen Colbert is on the Late Show, and they got their highest ratings in 2 years with Harry being on there. People were chanting Harry. It's like I said, as a tell-all book from somebody, who loves gossip, I wish that all actors and actresses wrote tell-all books that were like that. And if you read a book by an actor or an actress, they are going to spin it their way.
Yeah.
If you read a book by, say, like go back and read a book by Kelsey Grammer, it's got a lot of horrific stories in it, but you always have to take it from a grain of salt saying, well, he's writing it, so he's going to embellish and make things appear way better for himself than what's probably the case, you know? And at least there's some kind of stories in there that make you want to read it and talk about it.
Right. NT, this may sound morbid, but for some reason, I feel... Okay. Is there a chance that the royal family is just so, like, just crazy mad about what's happening here? Is there a chance that they would, like, put a hit out on him?
No. Listen to you. Have you been listening to my podcast?
Seriously? I feel like they're the mafia.
I don't think that the monarchy cares enough to kill him, because can you imagine if they killed him, what the firestorm? I think that he's probably one of the safest individuals right now, and that if the monarchy had a chance, that they would make sure that nothing happened to him, because, oh my gosh, it would just be, just think about what we've done with Diana for the last, 25 years.
Right.
So can you imagine if Prince Harry died or Meghan Markle died, like in some kind of unexplained kind of random accident? Can you imagine like Meghan Markle dying in like an Anne Heche type accident?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where there's no alcohol or drugs in the system, but there's happens to be like a vodka bottle sitting, you know, in the car, and just dying like that. What? Oh my gosh. It would be never ending.
Yeah,
it would just be never ending.
Anything that happens to them at this point would raise way too many eyebrows, regardless of how it was.
Exactly, it could be the most innocuous kind of final destination type, you know, any kind of thing. They're safe. I think they're completely 100% safe.
Is there anything he can do at this point to like get back in the good grace? I mean, it sounds like he doesn't want to. But the good graces of, like, people in the UK and his family and reconciliation and all of that, like, what would he have to do?
I think he'd have to move back. I think that, I don't know if he'd have to divorce Meghan, but he'd have to move back. He'd have to be happy, you know, living there, even if they gave him Frogmore Cottage, all 1,200 square feet of it, at the taxpayer expense. You know, he'd have to do something like that, start doing his charities again, start getting back and doing the military thing again. He'd have to do all that kind of stuff. That was the other thing, was the Nazi thing in the book, the outfit.
Right.
What I recall, and I went back and I did some digging, is that because he said that Kate and William encouraged him to wear it, that it was their idea and that he did it because, you know, he did it for them. Okay, that's number one. That's probably not true. And number two, what I can piece together is, if everybody recalls, is that William and Kate had a huge break, like for a long time, because they had been roommates with other people, and Kate was actually sleeping with one of the other roommates or whatever, and they were pretty public about their relationship. And then at some point, I think she decided, okay, I can be, you know, I can handle the whole royal life kind of thing. And then she and William got back together, and William was with other people and stuff. And I don't think that William and Kate were actually together at that time when Harry was saying that he was forced to wear the Nazi stuff by them.
So that's like,
interesting.
That's a big embellishment probably, where he probably went to Will and was like, hey, I'm going to dress really offensively in a costume. And he's like, yeah, dude, go ahead and do it. And then he dresses up like that. And Will was like, whoa, that's not what I was thinking you would do.
Yeah, I don't know exactly why he included it in the book, because because I don't think a lot of people who read the book remember.
I completely forgot about it.
You know, Gen Z doesn't know about it, so I'm not exactly sure why anybody wanted to include it, other than maybe let's make William and Kate look worse. You know, let's find some more things that we can say bad about them. So there hasn't been that much pushback, I don't think, from the palace. There was one story I saw where it said the people that Meghan Markle bullied in the palace, they're sticking to their stories something like that, that she bullied them.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen a ton of pushback from the palace. There was some kind of story floating around, like some kind of rumor that there was going to be Prince Harry was going to have some story come out about how the palace covered up a sexual assault or something that he did. But I'm just saying, like, that could be anything. And I just think that somebody who is just writing something, because I just can't see the palace coming out with something like that, because it makes them look just as bad as Prince Harry.
Yeah.
So why would the palace say that? Oh, we covered up his sexual assault of this person. Okay. Then it just shows that Harry was right, and then you guys are evil, horrible people.
I mean, could they not, like, use, you know, not sell that, but share that with their media sources in the UK, have that story come out, and then just not say anything?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen the palace, like, taking any digs at all, for the most part, other than the whole bullying thing. But I think I'm not sure that was from the palace. I think that was just from some reporters saying, well, in light of this, are you going to change your story about the bullying? And they're like, no, I'm going to stick with it. And just to give some kind of counterpoint to all the Harry stuff, like I said, the thing that I took the biggest objection to was, but it makes sense. I mean, he's always kind of treaded on his mom's name, but the whole paparazzi thing, I think, is a bit overblown, because it was something of their own making by getting into a car with somebody who was obviously quite drunk. And also there was no need for them to get into the car other than the fact that they wanted more pictures taken of them.
Auntie, our world famous celebrity insider, where's Britney Spears, and why are people saying that she's being trafficked?
I'm not sure why people are saying that she's being trafficked. I think that there was Kaya Jones from the Pussycat Dolls that gave an interview that saying that she compares working seven days a week or 6 days a week with no control over everything, the equivalent of being trafficked. Because she was saying, like, when she was with Pussycat Dolls, it was the same way. She didn't have any say or anything like that. She was just told where to be and what to do.
Right.
So I think that that's kind of where that came from. I mean, it's kind of ludicrous to think that Britney Spears is being trafficked out for sex or something like that. It's just kind of, you know, insane. I think that people think, I get the theories about, like, the tattoos being different, her face being different, all of that kind of stuff. I get all of those kind of things.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to go with a body double or a green screen for the Instagram, I'll go with that.
I saw a TikTok yesterday about Sam's green screen and all of that. Her husband.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go with all of that kind of stuff. But the one thing that's really intriguing to me this week is, like, her agent or former agent, and did she go to the birthday party? And Paris Hilton says, absolutely, Britney Spears was at this birthday party. And then Britney Spears says, no, I wasn't at the birthday party. But this is eerily similar to her, you know, a few weeks ago saying that she was having an out-of-body experience and wasn't even sure that she was at her own wedding. And then, you know, every other day taking pot shots anonymously at Selena Gomez for basically saying that Selena hit on Sam or something at the wedding. So that would indicate that there was a wedding that she was aware of. So it's these kind of inconsistencies that you're like, okay, well, what exactly is going on here? Then we had the court hearing yesterday or the day before or whatever about whether or not Jamie was going to have to sit for another deposition.
Right.
The judge seemed disinclined to make Jamie sit for a deposition. And then Britney's lawyer said, well, I'll fly to Louisiana and we'll limit it in scope and we'll make it 2 hours or something. And I'm just thinking to myself, well, that's a quick $50,000 in the lawyer's pocket. That's how I thought of it. When he said that, I was like, okay, a limited scope, which means that everybody's going to have to agree to the questions ahead of time. And under 2 hours, and there's no way you're going to get a lot said in 2 hours, and you're going to have to fly all the way to Louisiana, and you know that you're going to do it either on a private jet or in first class, and you know that you're going to spend whatever 20 hours doing the limited scope back and forth, another 10 or 15 hours writing the deposition questions or whatever, and then the actual travel time, the hotel. I'm just thinking to myself, everybody's got their hands in Britney's, you know, wallet.
Yeah.
And that's all I thought. Like, what are you going to do in this 2 hour limited scope hearing? I mean, deposition, where everybody's going to have to approve the answers ahead of time, or you're going to go to court and litigate it all. There is nothing. And it seems like it's just this, and Britney doesn't have any new money coming in. So it's just like, take, and eventually, you know, there's going to be so much taking that Britney's not going to have any money in there. And then somebody's going to say, well, you need to go back to work then.
Oh,
that's terrible.
This whole thing is just weird. Like, yeah. I never thought it would be like this, to where there's a huge portion of people who think she's missing.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't, I, like I said, I can get on board with the some of the missing part because of the green screen stuff. I don't understand. Paris Hilton made it very specifically clear that she did not Photoshop Britney's photo into the one of Paris and the agent, and that Britney's face does look completely different, but Paris says that it's a filter.
Right.
And that, but Britney was definitely there. And then Britney says, no, no, I haven't seen him in years and stuff like that. And this is like from 2 weeks ago, not even 2 weeks ago, like a week ago.
Yeah.
I don't understand that at all, but I do feel like that if she was at this party, that other people would have said, oh, Britney Spears is here at the party. Britney Spears is here. And, you know, done like TikToks or Instagrams or whatever, even if they weren't allowed to take a picture of her or something like that, that they would have at least tweeted that she was at the party. You know, even if they said you can't say anything until after. Great. Afterwards, Britney was at the party last night. Oh, my God, she looked great. Blah, 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 blah. And you don't have any of that.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
So Rihanna was at the Golden Globes. Big surprise because she didn't win.
Well, here's the thing is that the Golden Globes are technically not supposed to, you know, let everybody know that they're going to win. You know, they're just not that. They're not the People's Choice Awards. They're not the MTV Awards, nothing like that. So you're not supposed to know. I'm pretty sure that Steven Spielberg knew that he was going to win. Maybe they let him know so that way he'd be there. But it's not, it's different. It's not like People's Choice Awards are, hey, we can give you an award. What award would you like? We just want you to show up or we want you to present.
Oh.
So it would be different with the Golden Globes. I think that they probably, they did the results and they said, oh, Steven won. Let's make sure Steven knows so that way he shows up. So we don't have people like Zendaya or whatever not showing up and everything. And there's still the whole controversy about the Golden Globes, and remember they weren't televised last year, and they might as well not have been televised this year for as low as the ratings were. But I don't think that they do that to everybody. And you know, Rihanna's got a chance, right? She's got a whatever. How many? She didn't win. Obviously, the song is not good, and you know, the person who won it deserves to have won it, and I think that they'll win the Oscar, much to Taylor Swift's chagrin. Taylor didn't get, you know, didn't make the final ballot for the short film thing, which I think that she was really counting on to make it to that. I think the Golden Globe is not a predicator generally for awards, because you know, it's literally like 60 or 70 people voting. Okay, that's all it is.
Right.
It's people that they want to see, and that's what they kind of do. And like Jessica Chastain last year won because she made it very clear that she was not going to boycott and that she was very happy to be nominated or whatever. So they're all like, well, she's on our side, so she's going to win. And then when she does that, then all of a sudden the Oscars are like, wow, okay, that, you know, Tammy Faye was a better movie. No, it really wasn't. but, you know, it was just, hey, we got this. And so I think Jessica knew that by coming out and supporting that she would win. But it is a predicator for best song, because people are like, I didn't go see this movie. Or like Wakanda, you know, the Lift Me Up song, I believe plays in the final credits or whatever. It's not. So it's just, people don't know which song to pick, and so they will look at something like the Golden Globes, which has a best song, and not all of the award shows have best song. So they'll look to that and go, okay, I'll just vote for that. So it is a predicator, which makes things for Taylor look probably, you know, not good.
Interesting. Okay.
NT, I'm looking at your website, and you have 27 blind items from the Golden Globes. Did those all come from one person?
They come from like four or five people.
Okay. I was just curious. Nice. I was just curious how that works.
A lot of them came. Well, okay. So it used to be that for the Emmy Awards and for the Oscars, I had one particular person who enjoyed doing it and was invited to both all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because of their connections to somebody. So they would, you know, just send me tips and stuff like that. And that person used to be somebody else, and then this person, and did it for many, 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 many years.
Yeah.
That person, the reason that they would go, that other person's not necessarily there all the time anymore. So now it's always, like, with the Golden Globes this time, it was more about the after parties. And
yep, okay.
People who just were at the after parties and stuff, rather than the actual award show, which my previous person, who I used the initials of AP on, you know, they would just be everywhere, and they really embraced it, and they were at the shows, and they would just look for stuff, and they'd look for conversations, and they'd look for people who are drunk and all that kind of stuff.
How do you vet people? Because, like, if I emailed you and I was like, hey, I'm going to this show, or here, I have some tea. Like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
Well, after all these years of doing it, you can kind of tell if it's bunk or not. Like, I mean, if somebody, you know, gives me the 85th Benedict Cumberbatch story or something like that, you know, there's people that are just constantly trying to sell an agenda or sell some kind of thing, rather than, oh, you know, I live in Cleveland and so-and-so was here and they were drunk, and then I look it up and, you know, sure enough, that person was in Cleveland or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, how gossip has changed over the years, and it's more of a crowdsourced thing where, you know, because celebrities travel everywhere, they film movies everywhere, there's TV shows everywhere, they do personal appearances and stuff. And it just, and there's also people who, you know, obsessively stalk Instagrams and can see where something is amiss. And, you know, I go back to, say, Loren Scott, where she committed suicide, and there was somebody who was obsessively interested in Loren Scott,
mm-hmm.
and said, there is something seriously wrong with her. She has totally changed something over the last 3 weeks. She used to do this every day, this every day, this every day, and now she's not doing it. I think that she's going to kill herself. And so then, you know, and this person had all these receipts and everything. And so I said, you know, this fashion person or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Upset about something, looks, you know, she's had some suicidal thoughts. And I think it was the next day or 2 days later, she killed herself.
Wow.
So, you know, it's that kind of thing where just people who bring receipts, and there's so many people who stalk others, you know, like Harry Styles. Well, how about like Chris Evans, right? And, you know, his girlfriend, and they just, all year, we're just like, no, look, here's them. This is the same background picture. She's got a friend. And look, they're at the same place, because you can see they're at the same sunset at the beach or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this fan obsession or whatever. And you go, okay, I got it.
Right.
You know, they're fans, but they're super fans. And so they are just checking everything out all the time. And, you know, that's a way that the gossip has changed from the beginning when, you know, it was, you know, my caterer friend who seemingly worked every single party. And
right.
she was everywhere.
NT, so, okay, I've been hearing all of these little stories about a country singer, a big one, going through gender reassignment. Do you know anything about that? We don't have to talk about that, but it just keeps popping up around me.
No, I mean, we can talk about it. I think that somebody just wrote something. I look, there was names bandied about, like Kenny Chesney, and that's not true. And then the other name, big name that's talked about, is like Joe Don Rooney from Rascal Flatts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are just throwing out names, and they're just like, you know, there'll be some Reddit thing, and they'll go, no, it's Joe Don Rooney or something, you know, because I've heard this before.
Mm-hmm.
And it just takes on the, you know, perception of urban legend. And then, you know, you have Joe Don Rooney going through like a divorce, and, you know, he cheated on his wife in rehab, and she cheated on him with her trainer, and he spent $310,000 on rehab and didn't tell her that he was going to go to rehab, his wife. And so these things kind of take a life on their own. The Kenny Chesney, you know, that kind of comes around because of the Renee Zellweger, you know, divorcing him for fraud. So,
right, that was such a big story when that happened. I remember.
So then you're like, okay, well, why is she divorcing him for fraud? Why not throw in some kind of irreconcilable differences,
sure,
kind of thing?
Yeah.
Obviously, it was a different state. In California, it would have been irreconcilable differences. But to say fraud, and you're like, okay, well, what's the fraud? Was he already married? You know, Was he, did he tell her, not tell her something about himself? So then all of these rumors, you know, so that kind of, oh, who's a country star? And so let's go back. And but I don't think there's actually anything to it as far as a big name. There could be a small name or something. But I just think it's one of those kind of things that just gets blown up and has people talking and, you know, starts on TikTok and just spreads.
That's really interesting.
Interesting.
So you're saying that this could be just a one big, huge rumor or something about someone that just got way out of control, and like a game of telephone when you're a kid and someone tells you something and you tell the next person, it goes on for 10 people and it completely changes.
Well, I just think on TikTok, people are always looking to go viral and looking for clicks. And, you know, there'll be times where people at me on TikTok and it'll be some kind of story and they'll go, oh, that seems really juicy. And then, you know, you dig into it and you go, okay, well, this doesn't make any sense because, you know, I don't remember what it was, but there was something. And actually, like, Dumois and I, like, talked about it for a day. And we're like, well, that doesn't make any sense because there's only four people that it could possibly be because of the way this person had narrowed it down in TikTok.
Yeah.
And so then we go through all four and we go, well, that person doesn't work because of this. And, you know, and they were very easy qualifiers to dismiss, but the TikTok had like 5 million views or something like that. So just because something's on TikTok doesn't make it true.
That's a really good reminder for everyone.
Oh my God. Antti, what you're known for, your world famous celebrity blinds, what do you got this week?
Okay, it's gonna be quick, it's gonna be easy, and it's very timely. So you know, when you got to do this right away. There is an actor from your country who is A-plus list and had a child that was being expected and is trying to hide it for whatever reason. Maybe they're trying to save it for a tabloid cover. So, but the baby has been born and they're trying to hide it for, I don't know, how long can possibly hide it? Like a week maybe? Like I said, maybe they're trying to sell it for a tabloid.
Oh my God, is it Seth Rogen?
No, is his wife pregnant?
I don't know. Pregnancy
was public knowledge.
The pregnancy is public knowledge.
But the birth is
100% public knowledge.
I missed that part.
They're just trying to hide the fact that the birth has already happened. There is no bigger star from Canada other than perhaps Seth Rogen, acting wise.
Oh, I know. Okay. Interesting.
Can you
Ryan Reynolds.
Mime it to me? Oh. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to listen. Might have said it out loud.
Sorry.
She said it out loud. Antti Lawyer, our world famous celebrity insider, we thank you so much. We hope you have the best weekend.
Hey, I hope you guys have the greatest weekend, y'all.
Thank you so much for all the behind the scenes stuff. I think it's interesting.
Of course. Anytime for you guys.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Antti.
All right.
Bye.